From the studios of AIM International, this is AIM On Air, where we explore the methods, technologies, processes, and people on the front lines of digital transformation in action. I'm your host, Kevin Crane. Welcome to the show. Our guest today is Adrian Bellhumer. Adrian is the director and owner of Risk Insight, a leading firm in internal controls and audit, governance, risk, and compliance services, as well as a documentation expert, author, trainer, and speaker. She's with us today to talk about her book, The 24-Hour Rule and Other Secrets for Smarter Organizations, a book that has been called the first mass market book on documentation best practices. So, Adrian, welcome to the show. The 24-Hour Rule, what is that?
24-hour rule is what I call the golden rule of documentation. It's also your newest productivity hack. It's very simple. It means that you need to rewrite, reprocess, or rethink information within 24 hours of hearing it or even thinking it, or in simpler terms, just do something with information in 24 hours. This simple principle, although it's very productivity driven, is also at the core of personal information management, almost a new angle in the information management puzzle that we're so willing to want to crack with our AIM friends. And I wrote this. It's a core rule in the book, but it's actually one of many rules of improving to improve your documentation and personal information management and workflow.
I see, indeed, and your book does contain a number of rules or principles. And you say that your book, that purposeful practices are the key to capturing our collective brain's bounty and pull the power out of our most simplest actions. That's intriguing. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean that the very kind of mundane stuff we do every day, like writing to-do lists, brain dumping our ideas, capturing notes from meetings, we learn something on a webinar or in a conference, we meet someone new and want to follow up. It's sometimes these little everyday, and I call this documentation, by the way, of actions of writing things down that basically compound to create bigger things for your immediate work, your career, and your life, really. We talk a lot about innovation nowadays, transformation, kind of big loaded terms. But writing things down, getting things on paper, pushing them forward is an unsung, unsexy kind of intermediary step for innovating. You have to get things down. And we don't talk about this as much as we should. So my book and my work in documentation is often really focused on the human side, the human skills, the human habits that I believe that lead to bigger innovation, bigger content projects. They actually are. The foundation is really human skills. So I focus on that more than sometimes the bigger sexy stuff that we talk about a lot in our corporate circles.
I see. So in your terms, documentation, meaning it's the things that we do, like the things that we are actionably doing. Why is it so important that actionable items like to-do lists or deadlines or feedback or observations be written down, codified, and shared with others?
Well, that's it's good question, Kevin. I'll even go to the basics of my brand of documentation, or I call dynamic documentation. And documentation has traditionally been taught as something static. You have binders sitting over there on a shelf that no one's looking at, or data in a database that no one's looking at as well, records that haven't been touched for years. It's kind of very static imagery of what documentation and even information can be. But when documentation is done properly or used properly, it brings you to a dynamic state. If you ever worked on a team that never writes things down, you'll go the opposite of dynamic. You'll go in a circle. If I write call mom on my to-do list right now. Am I more likely to do it? Yes, I am. The act of writing things down, I was giving other ideas about to-do lists, ideas from your head, notes you took from meetings, effect reporting, all these things are activities with the very purpose of driving you forward. And I think it's a little metric I use with documentation. I would actually like to see it bigger in the information management world. If we're keeping all this information that will never lead us to a future action, is there something wrong with what we're doing? That I think it's a deeper question. So that's actually a little bit of my whole philosophy of documentation, is that you do it to lead you to a dynamic state.
AIM believes information is your most important asset. Learn the skills to manage it with AIM at AIIM.org. We are here today with Adrienne Bellhumer talking about her book, The 24-Hour Rule and Other Secrets for Smarter Organizations. Adrienne, your book includes 6 steps to dynamic documentation. Briefly, can you describe those steps and how they work together?
Sure. So the 6 steps is a technique. You can use it to solve your business problems, or you can use it to think of building your skills or habits and documentation. So step 1 is capturing, and that I focus a lot on notes, getting information out of your head, getting information out of interviews, and even machine capture is part of that. And we talk about that a lot in information management circles, but it's actually, I focus a little more on the human side. Step 2 is structuring, and that's where you just do something with information. And this is actually the hardest for me to teach people, but it could be as simple as taking a pile of notes and pulling it into a cohesive document, or it could be giving a bunch of different documents or data a structure to it that makes sense. Step 3 is presenting, which is about dynamic writing and dynamic design. And I believe in, I've borrowed a lot of secrets from technical writers, journalists, copywriters, as well as designers, to kind of teach people the cheat sheet of how to improve their writing and their design work, but do it very efficiently. So that's that chapter as well. Step 4 is communicating. I'm a huge believer in communicating the whole life of your work and documentation. Documentation is always a two-way conversation. It shouldn't be something you put on a shelf. And I have lots of techniques I teach on that. Step 5 is store and leverage, which is actually where we traditionally focus in information management circles. We focus on the systems, the metadata, where we keep things. I actually believe it's only one of 6 steps. And my last step is lead and innovate, which is about reaping all the benefits from your documentation efforts. And it's about being a doer leader that drives change, which is a very different way. And I will admit that documentation and leadership aren't always thought of together, but I've been a consultant since I was 25. I can tell you that a lot of people do lead through how they write and record information and structure it for others. And I think it's an unsung part of leadership and innovation.
I'm curious, what is the skill stack solution?
So, unlike how documentation unfortunately is viewed in many organizations, documentation is not a skill like breathing. It's actually hard to find, and I can tell you as a business owner, it's hard to find people who are really quite good at it. And this is just a misnomer in the workplace. Documentation is not really one skill. It's actually a stack of skills. And I'm a believer that this particular stack is very important, not just for information managers or professional documenters, for really many people in today's knowledge workforce. So some of the skills in this stack, I believe, are actually basics of information management, like basics of storage. I think You don't need to be an expert in metadata or all taxonomy or something like that, but you do need some basics on how to store things. And believe it or not, many people in the workforce are not well trained in this. And I'm just getting a bit on my soapbox. It's one skill I think should be taught better to the average knowledge worker. Basic note taking. I mean, note taking is not a low level skill. We take notes our whole lives, and our ability to retain valuable information from conversations or conferences or what we learn is invaluable. Huge power skill as well. The ability to follow up. I actually think email is a huge skill. Email is not dead. It's a huge way that we get what we want in business. Basic design skills are part of this as well. And I mean, I can go on and on. My book certainly covers many different skills in this stack, but at the top of this stack is really human psychology. You can pump out 80-page employee manuals, but if no one wants to read them and you don't resonate with your user, that's not great documentation. Documentation is always about resonating with people. And again, human psychology is another hard one to teach, but hugely important in this stack of skills.
How do I avoid getting caught in the groundhog trap?
So the groundhog trap is probably the Groundhog Day issues, I call them, are conversations that you have over and over again at work. You might have a few groundhogs in your house, or you're in your personal life, or you've really thought about something you really wanted to do, and you're driving your spouse or family crazy. Just keep talking about it. I have a few in my own life. So other than the 24-hour rule, so the 24-hour rule was written because I have seen so much wasted time from the corp. We spend a lot of time in meetings in the corporate world. And often we don't do anything with that information in an adequate period because the 24-hour rule is actually based on the science of the human brain. We start to forget, and we start to lose our momentum on information within about very heavily within 24 to 48 hours. So again, the first biggest waste of time I see in companies is just not actioning information, usually from conversations in enough time. The second biggest waste is where I'm going to come to my Groundhog Day challenges. And that's where you have the same conversation over and over and over again without any resolution. So to avoid the groundhog trap, both the 24-hour rule and the groundhog trap are documentation techniques to avoid these huge sucks of time in our work lives, even our personal lives as well. There are two major breeds of groundhogs that you will find in organizations. And one is a breed where you'll see discussions about future projects, which is very common. You see people talk about future projects, but not really doing anything. And another breed is conversations about past decisions or projects, and people keep ruminating over them or having to re-explain. So one technique I love for getting rid of groundhogs, I do this for my clients, is memo, not a very sexy solution, memoing decisions, putting things in writing, and even note-taking can stop groundhogs because you have it on paper, you know what's said, we don't have to mull it over again. But another technique is the ability to report and write memos. It's really old school, but it actually works. It stops people have a reference point to go to, and are not re-having the same conversation over and over again. There are many techniques, good, even strong information in general. If you have very findable, clear processes, people can find what they're looking for, can stop groundhogs as well. But usually the biggest technique is some form of documentation, and obviously raising your awareness of them is probably your first step for eradicating them, or at least safely trapping them, if you will.
As you're talking, Adrian, I'm thinking at AIM and in our industry, we're all about applying a discipline to how we use information and technology, often to great detail. You're talking about applying the same sort of discipline to our human information management, our human skills, our human activities with a similar sort of discipline. All your examples really point back to this acumen to how we perform and what we do every day. The dynamic documentation is the foil for that, that I think has a great correlation between the technical sorts of acumen or disciplines that we might apply in our industry.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I do more. I wouldn't say I'm the most technical AIM member, that's for sure. I do information management policy in my work as well. But I mean, the one thing you can't do once you get to the information management piece, or store and leverage, I call it, is if people are not disciplined about managing information in meetings or in their head, getting things on paper, there's no tool really on the market that can save you. So part of me looks at the picture of information management a little more from the perspective of what's in between people's ears. And I think it does all tie together. The tools on the market are amazing. When you go to the AIM conference, we don't have a problem with tools out there, and there's great methodologies to manage information once out there, but we still need the discipline of the human side. And that's where I do most of my work, is actually helping people get information out of their heads, or team knowledge. And it does feed into this bigger information management picture. I'm just come from it from a little bit of a different angle, but it's very complementary. And I'm a huge fan of AIM's material. It has helped in my own work with clients, because it kind of fills that piece that I needed to learn more in my own business.
Download AIM's latest research report. You can find it at aim.org/research. That's AIIM.org/research. We have been speaking with Adrian Bellhumer about her book, The 24-Hour Rule and Other Secrets for Smarter Organizations. Adrian, can you give us an example of one organization that you feel has been particularly successful using the approaches in your book? What did they do, and what were the results?
Oh, I probably won't disclose my clients' names, but I have many clients. A lot of them are in utilities or oil and gas or colleges. I won't give any names of clients. So it's interesting. I mean, I use documentation to solve very different problems for clients. I can't say it's just a one size. Like, I run a compliance firm, so a lot of my clients, we use the principles of good documentation to just even basics like interviewing and writing things down to come up with a good overarching approach for their compliance program that is founded on lean principles, and that they can take it. Literally, documentation is driving action, because we go and interview, we write things down, and they will take action. It's very basic example from the compliance world. I mean, I've worked with clients to improve their proposals or sales systems, and they have improved actually sales from better documentation as well. It's very different, but strangely not really that different techniques, believe it or not. The six steps are pretty much used no matter whether you're doing a compliance initiative or you're helping a sales team. You're still doing very similar, using similar skills and discipline to build good process and build better habits as well. Other examples, information management policy is also part of my work. And I'm a huge believer, my whole book and my whole work is on kind of lean, keep it simple. The best information management policies, in my opinion, is always about simplicity. So that's big way I solve problems, is help clients get a little simpler in solving their own documentation or document control or information management challenges as well. And I have stopped many, many, many groundhogs at clients as well through getting information either out of people's heads, because that's what I do professionally, or various memos to at least get things on paper so that it gets leaders or team members out of continuous meetings to explain it either to third parties or to internal parties.
Well, Adrian, it's been great speaking with you today. We're almost out of time, but before I let you go, one last question, and it is a trick question, not on the list of questions today. It's an either-or question.
No.
You have no time to think about your answer. It's an either-or question. Peanut butter and jelly or grilled cheese?
Peanut butter and jelly, for sure.
Peanut butter and jelly.
I eat a ton of peanut butter.
All right. That is Adrian Bellhumer, Peanut Butter and Jelly Camp, the author of The 24-Hour Rule and Other Secrets for Smarter Organizations. Adrian, thank you so much for being our guest today on AIM on Air.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you.
This has been AIM on Air. Find us at aim.org. That's AIIM. I'm your host, Kevin Crane. Thanks for listening. AIM International, AIIM.org.